Teresa, here with Peaceful Paths. Okay, well, let me just share with you. In your bulletin, you have some detailed information. Peaceful Paths is going to be our mission box for this morning. Peaceful Paths is the certified center that serves survivors of domestic violence in Alachua, Bradford, and Union counties. Annually, the agency provides services to over 1,500 women and children in face-to-face programs and provides information, referrals, etc. And in addition, they serve 3,500 children in violence prevention programs. So this is going to serve as our mission box for this morning. Additionally, Sharon and Earl are in the back, and they're promoting Alpha, which is quickly around the corner. We are now fundraising for Alpha, and she has a beautiful quilt regarding a raffle, and she's serving barbecue tickets. Please mark your calendars for April the 5th. We're going to have a church-wide barbecue raising funds to support the Madison Youth Ranch and Alpha, and we would love for you to stop by the table and purchase an $8 ticket. If you don't eat barbecue, et cetera, you can buy it for a friend. You can buy it for me, actually. I love barbecue. But anyway, we hope that you will be supportive of that. Now for the Trinity Liturgy. Welcome home. And why are we here? Please prepare your hearts and your minds as we worship God together. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This first hymn should be one that is fairly familiar, but you might only recognize the chorus. So would you just try your best to sing with us on the chorus, and let's just have some fun praising God. Would you please stand?
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory. Give and take away, my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, blessed be the name.
Let us affirm our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered unto Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Glory be to the Father.
If you feel comfortable grabbing the hand of your neighbor, let's at this time go to the Lord together in prayer. As the musician plays softly, I want to begin with a verse from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Gracious God, we come to you this morning. We thank you for the joy of being your family. Thank you for beautiful weather, O Lord. Thank you for your grace that has carried us through yet another week. And God, though we are shifting and adjusting to a time change, we praise you and we rejoice because you're a God that never changes. You're the same yesterday and tomorrow and forevermore. And God, we thank you that we can depend upon your presence. We can depend upon your grace. We can depend upon you being there for us, meeting our needs, O Lord, according to your riches and according to your glory. God, I pray blessings upon this entire congregation, all of the families that make up this church. And God, we worship you, remembering those who are sick and ill, remembering those who are homeless, remembering those who are grieving the deaths of loved ones. God, we do thank you for our fearless leader, Dan Johnson. We ask that you'll anoint him afresh and anew to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ like never before. And God, we pray that as we receive the preached word, that we will ask ourselves the question, are we in alignment with you, God? Is everything proper and within order regarding our relationship with you? And so, Father, we ask that you'll examine our hearts this morning. If you find anything that's not of you, remove it in the name of Jesus. And God, in its place, oh Lord, we pray for holiness and righteousness and the things that please you and the things that glorify you. God, be with the Sunlight Band and be with the ushers and all who are participants within this worship experience. Now, will God, the prayer that you taught your disciples to pray, we pray it now together on one accord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever we pray. Amen. Bless you.
Savior, lead me. Who have I to ask beside? How could I doubt his tender mercy? Who through life has been my guide? All the way my Savior leads me. Cheers each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread. You lead me and keep me from falling. You carry me close to your heart. And surely your goodness and mercy will follow me all the way my Savior leads me. Oh, the fullness of his love. All the sureness of his promise. In the triumph of his blood. And when my spirit clothes immortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages. Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me all the way. You lead me and keep me from falling. You carry me close to your heart. And surely
Your goodness and mercy will follow me. You lead me and keep me from falling. You carry me close to your heart, and surely your goodness and mercy will follow me, will follow me all the way, my Savior leads me. All the way my Savior leads me.
John, thank you so much. I love hearing John sing. Welcome, all of you. I met some new people here today. Roger's got some friends here. Nice to have you here. If you're anybody new or visiting this morning, we invite you to come to the information place and receive a gift and learn more about our church. Glad all of you got up at the right time this morning. That change of time is a tough one for us, isn't it? But any rate, we're glad you're here. And I know a lot of our young people are away on the mystery trip that the youth department has planned, and we wish them well wherever they are. Wayne Mishu, come up front, would you? Wayne, you're going to tell us a little bit about the guys coming back from the spring break fix-it-upper.
Fixer-upper.
Yeah.
ASP, spring ASP. Is this thing on?
There was 18 of us got back last night, and we really needed that extra hour last night, but we didn't get it. But we worked on a couple bathrooms. We redid two bathrooms and a wheelchair ramp with the folks that were there. We got snowed in one day, so we had a little fun doing that. But we had our usual good time in Jonesville, Virginia. And you know, you get to meet some pretty incredible folks up there that live in those hills up there. 2 points I'd like to make. One is that we really, really appreciate what Trinity has done to support these trips over the years. You realize this is probably our 15th spring ASP, and last summer the youth did their 31st, 32nd summer ASP. In addition, we've got a special ASP trip planned for June, and they've got a special program where they're building new homes, and they want us to come up and frame. Right now the plans are to frame 6 new houses. They're small one-bedroom houses, but we want to do that. They've invited us to bring up to 42 people to do that. So Bill Buhai, which organized this trip, is going to be working on organizing that. So if anybody's interested in participating, it's a good time. See Andrew or Susan in the missions office, or Bill, and they can tell you some more about it. So thank you very much. And by the way, Bill Buhai is our organizer here. I'm just up to be a pretty face in front of the crowd.
Yeah. Somehow Wayne Mishu and pretty face just don't go together. I don't know quite why that is, but your Easter Lily dedication envelope is in your bulletin. Fill that out, and if you would, they make Easter really special here. Speaking of Easter, we're going to have an Easter egg hunt on Easter Sunday, right after the middle service. That's a little change from the last few years, but it's going to be on Easter Sunday right after this. Invite your friends to come and really make that. The Children's Ministry Department really wants to make that connection with the Sunday morning Easter experience. On the front of your bulletin, you also saw about Stan and Maggie Morgan. We're just honored to have them a part of our church over the years, and their generosity is an inspiration to us. Notice, too, in your bulletin, the Stephen ministers are being dedicated at the 11 o'clock service, and we're grateful for this ministry. And if you know of anybody who could use somebody to come alongside them in a time of trial or difficulty. The Stephen ministers are great to do that. Just go on the website or call us and let us know. We're glad to facilitate that. I think those are all the announcements. If you would stand and turn to somebody you didn't come to church with and say, Wayne Mishu really is a pretty face.
Seated. Kudos to Steve Bingham, who just received tenure. We want to just put our hands together and celebrate with you, Steve. Santa Fe College. Congratulations. All right. Another praise report is I see Miles with us this morning, so it's good to see Miles back with us. Great to have you back with us as well, man. Congratulations to you. All right, and now for the offering. Can we bow our heads for just a brief moment of prayer? Gracious God, we do thank you for our partnership with Peaceful Paths, and we thank you for the scripture that teaches us that it is better to give than it is to receive. Bless this offering. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Trinity Dancers. I am
excited I hope you are about this service this morning. We're going to reaffirm our baptism vows. Baptism and Holy Communion are the two sacraments in the Protestant Church in the West. Roman Catholicism has seven sacraments. United Methodists, Presbyterians, most other denominations have two. The Holy Communion, the Eucharist, and baptism. We celebrate baptism once and for all, as the Scriptures say. We don't rebaptize, but one of the more meaningful things, I think, can be a reaffirmation of baptism. And as many of you know, some of us have been recently on a trip to the Holy Land, and nobody's indicated they've gotten tired of the pictures yet of the Holy Land. I'm sure you'll let me know if you do. But I wanted to focus on what was really a powerful experience for us while we were at the Jordan River. And we experienced the reaffirmation of our baptisms. And we brought back from water from the Jordan River. And we've placed it in these bowls all around the church. And at the end of the service, we'll invite you to come and touch the water and touch your forehead. And I've suggested three things. One, two, three. One word is please. Please, God, forgive me. I like to be up to date in my own sense of forgiveness. Please, God, forgive me. Thank you for your flow of your grace in my life, for saving me, for your presence in my life, for the abundance of good things that come. And three, here I am. Here I am before you, God. As part of my baptism, as part of my affirmation, I'm renewing my commitment to you. Here I am to be your instrument, whatever way you want to use me. Now, when children are baptized, many of us were baptized as children. We were in our parents' arms. We didn't even know what was going on. And some people say, that's why you shouldn't baptize as children. And I say, oh, no. Yes, we should. Because it's an expression of God's unmerited grace. Nothing that child could do to earn that. It's just like that child's parents' love, your love for your child. It just pours out to that child. And that's the way God's love is, just for each of us. And that's what the sacrament of baptism celebrates. God's unmerited favor and love just poured out upon us. And it identifies with the community. You're part of the community of faith. Just as the children in the Old Testament were marked through circumcision, the baptism is that mark where we call out the name of the child to God. But today I want us to just kind of have some free-floating thoughts about water. You hear the water in the background. Think about how water is a part of your lives. Maybe you showered this morning. This is water on the screen from the Jordan River. There it's flowing at Caesarea Philippi, at the beginning, the headwaters of the Jordan River. This morning, you had a cup of coffee or a glass of water. You showered, perhaps, with water washing over you. You come here, many of you have coffee. You wash your hands. Water is an ever-present sort of thing. You kayak on it, you canoe on it, or you row on it. Different ways that water is a part of your everyday experience and your everyday life. You can't live without water. You might swim in it. When we were there at the headwaters of the Jordan River, I and lots of us thought about the headwaters of Possum Creek, right here on our property, just over this way, how the water flows. We think of the sinkholes here, the retention ponds, how the water refurbishes the aquifer. How incredibly vital and important water is. And sometimes we take it for granted. It's so plentiful here with our land of springs. Which we want to protect. Now, if you lived in a desert area, as in the Middle East, the Jordan River, or any other body of water would be incredibly important to you. And when the scripture talks about streams in the desert, you would immediately know how vitally important water is. But water, free-flowing water, a symbol of God's grace, symbol of God's flowing you and me. Think today, think even now, the ways that water impacts your life, how it reminds you of the constancy of God's grace to you, and many of God's blessings that are poured out upon you. We use that imagery of pouring and sprinkling and all of these kinds of things. Water. So Jesus told the woman at the well, "You would give me a drink." And he said, "If you knew who it was that was talking to you, you would ask me a drink. Whoever drinks of the water I give will never thirst again." That water of our relationship with Jesus that impacts us, empowers us, and changes us. Jesus stood up in John chapter 7 and said, "If anyone's thirsty, let him drink of me. From within will come rivers of living water." And so today we celebrate that with our reaffirmation of baptism. I wanted to show you a couple of slides from our trip today. And water is such a vital part of Jesus' ministry. So many things that Jesus did. At the time of Jesus, this was an aqueduct, a masterful engineering feat of the Romans under Herod's leadership at the time of Jesus. Herod had built a city called Caesarea down near Tel Aviv, just north of Tel Aviv on the coast, created a harbor, created a whole city, partly because he was on the wrong side of the battle between Julius Caesar and Mark Antony. He supported Mark Antony. Mark Antony was defeated. So he, to save his own neck, he honored Caesar by building a city and naming it after him, Caesarea. But he needed to get water there. And here's this amazing aquifer that is still there that you can visit when you go. How water was brought to that place. Jesus, in John chapter 2, turned water into wine. This young family was being married. Their ceremony was happening. They were running out of wine, and they were fixing to be embarrassed. And Jesus' mother said, "Jesus, would you do something?" He told the guys to take those clay pots and fill them with water. And he changed them into wine. And I think you and I have a sense in our relationship with Jesus that he has a transforming effect on our lives. That relationship with Jesus empowers us and enriches us, just like water being changed into wine. The Sermon on the Mount was right at the scene of, right here, just above the Sea of Galilee. This is a church which signifies the Beatitudes. It's an octagon. And that's the view from up there, down onto the Sea of Galilee, where so much of Jesus' ministry took place, right around the Sea of Galilee. Maybe also right near there is the feeding of the 5,000, where Jesus took these few loaves and few fish and multiplied them. And I think you, in your best spiritual moments, have a sense where Jesus, as you led him, as you invite him, takes the little and multiplies it and gives a sense of abundance and enrichment to your lives, to my life. It was water that, on the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus, in the midst of that storm when he was in the boat, they woke him up and said, "Aren't you aware of our danger?" And he spoke to the sea and calmed it. Calmed the sea. And they were amazed that this must be God among us, for he can even calm the winds, even obey him. And another time he came walking across this sea. Water's such an important part of Jesus' ministry. It's also a part of his healing ministry. In John chapter 5, there's the man who is at this pool of Bethesda. We saw this. This is one of our photos. Pool of Bethesda. He was there 38 years, and Jesus said, "What's going on?" He said, I can't get down the steps in time to be the first to touch the water when the angels stir it up. Which is a sign that those who are the most hurting are often those who are least able, least likely to enter into the presence. And Jesus singled this person out and brought healing here at this pool of Bethesda. Similar with the pool of Siloam, which looks similar to this, where the man was born blind, and the disciples asked the question, "Who sinned, this man or his parents?" And Jesus said, "No, you guys don't get it. It's not about who sinned. That isn't even a factor. It's how can we fix this? How can we make this right?" And so he spat on the ground. People tease me about spitting. Something I learned on the farm. I still do it, but. And I say, well, it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. So he spat on the ground and he made mud and put it over his eyes, the man. And he told him to go down to the pool of Siloam and wash. Water has this healing effect. And I just dare to believe that Jesus is still doing miracles today. Still moving among us. Still touching our lives in ways that we need to be touched. And here's the Jordan River, where it's wider and fuller, and where we reaffirmed our own baptism vows, and we bought some water here, and we've placed it in these bowls. And you know, the river is where Jesus was baptized. It's often in vision where we go under, we die to our old life, and raise to the new life. It's where Jesus then began his public ministry, his sense of call. The river is a place of decision-making. You remember Ruth and Naomi and Orpah. Naomi had come from Bethlehem because there was a famine in Israel. She'd gone across the Jordan River to Moab, and there her sons married Ruth and Orpah, but then the sons died and her husband died. It was time to go back home. And they went down to the river. That's where people say goodbye. That's where decisions are made sometimes. And Ruth said, "Naomi, I don't want to leave you. There's something about you and your relationship to your God that makes me want to follow your God." So Ruth, in that moment of decision, came back across the Jordan River, back to Bethlehem, met Boaz, became the ancestress of David, the ancestress of Jesus, and her life and the history of the world was changed because of that decision at that body of water, the Jordan River. Just as your life and my life are changed whenever we make that life-changing decision to follow Jesus and give Him our lives. Here I am, Lord. I'm yours. Whatever you have for me, sign me up. I want to follow you. It was similar with Elijah and Elisha. They came down to the river. They separated themselves at Elijah's insistence from this gathering of other prophets and kept going further and further away. They came to the river, and Elijah turned to Elisha, his protege, and said, "What do you want from me?" He said, "I want a double portion of your spirit." And Elijah struck the ground, gave him his mantle, and was taken up in the chariot of fire. It was a pivotal time. And my prayer today is that this reaffirmation of our vows might be a pivotal time in your life and in my life, where I renew my sense of, here I am, God. I'm yours. Reaffirmation of vows. I receive a weekly email from Adam Hamilton. He's the pastor of a really large Methodist church in Kansas City. And he wasn't talking about this, but he put a paragraph in there. It was just like it was for me. He said, he was with a large gathering of pastors. Many of them used something he had told them about a few years ago. I had not known of this. Their church had created a shower tag in conjunction with their reaffirmation of vows that they did. And that shower tag, they hang in the shower, and we're going to try to order these for next Sunday we give to you. Here's what the tag says. Lord, as I enter the water to bathe, I remember my baptism. Wash me by your grace. Fill me with your spirit. Renew my soul. Help me to live as your child today and honor you in all that I do. Can I read that again? Lord, as I enter the water to bathe, I remember my baptism. Wash me by your grace. Fill me with your spirit. Renew my soul. Help me to live as your child today and honor you in all that I do. I want to provide those so that you and I can, each time we enter our shower, we might remember that. And today, as we prepare to end our service, I just want to remind you with how I began. As you come, you touch the water that has water from the River Jordan, that it might be you and God alone right there. As you touch the water and touch your forehead in the sign of the cross, I invite you these 1, 2, 3. 1, please, thank you, here I am. Please, Jesus, forgive me. I want to be up to date in my forgiveness. Forgive me for what I've done wrong and help me to lead a life that's pleasing. Thank you for your grace, for the amazing ways you've blessed my life. And here I am, Lord. Here I am. Also, David and I will be here if one of you or some of you have not yet been baptized, would like today to be baptized. We'll be here with some water. Or we'll also have vials of oil that we've brought back from the Holy Land. And as I've said, water and healing are a part of this ministry. And we believe in the healing ministry of Jesus. We invite you to come and be anointed with oil. Would you pray with me? God, as we hear the sound of water, and as we are invited in this long history of 2,000 years of remembering our baptism, this powerful reality of your amazing grace. You loved us even before we knew you. You've embraced us even before we knew how to embrace you back. And our lives are forever changed because of your grace extended to us. Bless each of us in this moment of decision. When we touch the water in our forehead, we ask you to forgive us. We say thanks to you. And we renew our commitment. Here I am, your child. That I might be the parent you want me to be. I might be the grandparent you want me to be. I might be the teacher, the leader, the disciple of Jesus Christ that you call me to be. I ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Would you stand, dear friends, as we sing our closing hymn, Here I Am, Lord, and feel free to come if you would like.
Stars of night, I will make.
shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it all, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of snow and rain, I have borne my people's pain. Of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it
I'm not afraid to
you know, there are moments that you just don't know are coming, and this is one of those powerful moments for me this morning. Would you take somebody's hand to receive the benediction? Now may the wonderful love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus, and the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place.